Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
In him, we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus called the devil a liar and the father of lies. Yet it's so easy to fall into the trap of listening to past voices condemning us, as old echoes reverberate in our minds. The enemy's accusations can leverage off past hurts to make us hide from God. You're not good enough. You don't pray enough. Nobody could ever love you if they knew the real you. What you've done is unforgivable. You'll never receive God's blessing. These are lies. Don't let your past mistakes define your relationship with God. He doesn't. Paul said, "I do not do the good things I want to do. I do the bad things I do not want to do." Like Paul, recognize that you've sinned, but don't get stuck in guilt. Repent of the wrong you've done and repent of believing the lies of the enemy. Ask Jesus to empower your words and then press forward into a new day. After all, you can't change the past. But Jesus is the one who offers you the chance to change the future. If you're still thinking, "I don't have a future, I've messed up too often," that's the enemy, not the Lord. God said, "Your accuser has been cast down." So stand your ground and remind him that God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Like all of us, you've probably made your fair share of mistakes. But positionally, God sees you in Christ, so you're complete, justified, and accepted. Conditionally, you're a work in progress, and he won't give up on you.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.